As we do with most situations in church, we like to celebrate together as a family. So we're going to do that today with Asia and Andrew. If you guys will come up. They have just recently graduated from college. Asia from Chattanooga State, she has an Associate in Science and Teaching, and she continues to further her education there at Chatt State through Tennessee Tech program and hopes to be a teacher. She graduated with a 3.8555 repeating, right? 3.7, around 8. And Andrew, I'm going to make you talk. Is that okay? He graduated with a BS in, go ahead.
Computer Science and Information Systems.
I knew that. I just wanted him to talk. And he graduated with a 3.975. Like, what happened to the quarter? You couldn't do it? Which is awesome. He's going, he actually got a job opportunity coming up, or a job interview Friday, so he's got a bright future ahead of him. But more than just accolades for their accomplishments, which is really impressive, I just want to speak to their character. Here's two guys, especially in this day and age where you see a lot of people leaving the church after high school. Here's two young adults that have stuck with it, and more than that, they've shined. Andrew has consistently and faithfully showed up and been part of our worship team on Wednesday nights. He never clicks accept on Planning Center, but it's awesome. He often reminds me, how many times have I missed? So I just love Andrew's heart to serve in that way, and I know he's got a bright future. Asia, and they're just alike, these two. Real talkative, outgoing, in the limelight. But Asia, anywhere she goes, she spreads the light of Christ. I heard Tim saying this morning that at the graduation, had teachers and students come up to her and say, we all know Asia. And it's just cool to see, I don't know if that's good or bad, but they know you. But it's just cool to see two very different people that have the light of Christ in them and showing a different way, and how God's just going to bless that and use that. So we've got your little card, and a thank you. And we just, again, let's give them a hand and congratulate them for this great accomplishment. And stay here, stay here. I'm going to let you pray for us. No, I'm going to pray for us. Let me pray for these guys. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. Just one awesome moment of just a season of life where there seems to be some closure, but it's also the opening of new doors, God. And we just praise you for these two, Lord. I just pray that you'll continue to grow their character, continue to mold them into the servant's heart that you have through Christ. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for their bright future. Lord, we love you and we love them. In your name we pray. Amen.